With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden has been convicted on all three felonies in his federal gun trial.
Now Hunter Biden and the presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, the chief political rival of President Biden, have been convicted by American jurors in an election year that has been as much about the courtroom as it has been about the campaign. And congressional Republicans have signaled they will keep going after him in their stalled impeachment effort into the president, who has not been accused or charged with any wrongdoing by prosecutors investigating his son.
Gasoline prices on the decline. Here's GasBuddies.com, Patrick DeHaan.
Prices now down 18 cents in the last month. The national average across the U.S. down 30 cents a gallon from the peak that occurred back in mid-April. The national average reached a high of 369.
Also at SRNNews.com, police have halted attempts by pro-Palestinian demonstrators to set up an encampment at the University of California, Los Angeles.
Previous camps at UCLA were cleared after an attack by counter-protesters. UCLA police say approximately 25 people were arrested late Monday for willful disruption of university operations and one for interfering with a police officer. Police say they repeatedly tried to set up tents, canopies, and barriers in various locations, disrupting final exams and causing damage. John Scott reported.
State troopers in Ohio say a truck with more than 150 hogs overturned on an interstate highway ramp. The driver has suffered serious injuries. Roughly half of the pigs were killed in the crash or had to be euthanized. Authorities did manage to corral the porkers, some of which got loose out on I-70. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
The state has barred Catholic schools from participating in the Universal Preschool Program, but a U.S. District Court judge has ruled that's illegal. The state was trying to block the Catholic schools because they do not admit students of other faiths. Colorado lost a similar case last year when another judge ruled that a Christian academy cannot be excluded from the preschool program because it requires its teachers to be believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A $4.2 million award the jurors ordered a Missouri school district to pay a transgender student is under consideration again. The Western District Missouri Court of Appeals says a judge erred in ordering a new trial in the suit over bathroom and locker room issues. The decision sends a case against the Blue Springs District back to trial. This is SRN News. Well, the World Bank has upgraded its outlook for the global economy.
The World Bank is estimating the global economy will expand 2.6% this year on the strength of sustained growth in the United States. The bank's latest outlook marks an increase from the 2.4% growth for 2024 it had predicted in January, and it would match the global economy's 2.6% expansion in 2023. But the agency cautioned that global growth remains sluggish by past standards.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, now the poorest countries are struggling under the weight of heavy debt and high interest rates, and that increased trade barriers endangering prosperity worldwide. The wars in Ukraine and Gaza are inflicting further pressures on regional economies. Wall Street today, the Dow is off 120 points, NASDAQ ahead 150. More details at srnnews.com.